Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
JD2, LJC responding.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is Kilo Delta 8 to Delta Crate, KD8 to DX. In Saginaw, KD8 to DX, listening for a call.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF from NAERF. Good afternoon. How's your day going today?
Well, it's going great. We had a really nice balloon launch. It was cold. It was windy. But the balloon got up just about on time, flew where it was supposed to fly, and landed about where it was supposed to land, except it landed in a tree.
Oh, no. Yeah, we were watching it. Trying to follow it up, we were up at the Cadillac Swamp, and we were trying to find it there. I seen it, you were kind of, everybody was positioned out in Fairgrove, and it went, looked like it went north and further west than that. But yeah, we were saying, well, it kind of looks like it, where it tracked or where it said it did, we zoomed in at street level in their satellite view and said, looked like it landed in a field, but not quite, huh?
Yeah, it was about 30 feet short of landing on the field. There was one significant tree, and it found it. But there's a couple guys out there right now still trying to get it down. I think we just need a longer pole with a cutter on the end that will allow us to cut it down. So I'm going to pick something up tonight and go back out tomorrow and pull it down. If the guys that went out there this after... We stopped and went and had a late lunch over in Sebawing. Had about 40 people show up, so that was great, with adults, parents, kids. So that was a great deal. Got help from Midland County Search and Rescue, which was great. And so then a couple of guys says, well, we're going to go back and see if we can't get that thing down. So they're out there now. I don't think they're going to be successful, but hey, let them try.
All right, you need some kid to shimmy up that tree or climb up there and grab it is what you need, yeah. Get some young kid to do that that's agile and not afraid to climb up there, I guess. How far was it up?
Well, the bottom of the payload was about 30 feet up, but then the envelope from the balloon was up another 20, 30 feet above that. And unfortunately, it's draped over the very ends of the branches. And so no way to climb out there to access it by climbing. We had some young, eager students that were willing to do it. We would never let them do it just from a liability standpoint. But yeah, there was just no way to accomplish that. So they threw rocks at it. Of course, that wasn't a good idea. They had a smaller rope, which they got onto the branch and tried to pull on it, but their smaller rope broke before payload got dislodged. So, hey, if there's a way, we'll figure it out. We'll get it back.
Yeah, I had that luck. Yeah, like you said, 30 feet in any direction, you had free clear, just pick it up off the ground, and it had to get into a tree, so. That's the way dumb luck is sometimes, I guess, but at least you found it. It didn't land up out in Lake Michigan or something. You know where it's at. It just can't get to it. Yeah, we were thinking, we were kind of kidding when we were sitting up there in Cadillac and said, yeah, come down on top of a building or on top of a barn or a silo or some place that you can't get to. And, well, we weren't too far off. Just a different kind of a structure, but we weren't too far off. But well, I got back home, changed clothes, picked up some additional clothes, and now I have another hour drive down to Ovid. So I'm headed in that direction down to Owosso Speedway. My son-in-law is racing tonight on the opening night. So I've been up since 4 a.m. this morning. By the time the race is done, I get back, pick up my wife, who's already there, and we go back to my daughter's house down in southeast part of Saginaw County to pick up her car at my daughter's house, and I get back home to the northwest part of Saginaw County. It will probably be close to 1 o'clock in the morning before I get a chance to get back to bed, so it's going to be a long day here.
That's going to be a long day, and hope you can stay awake while you're driving, or maybe get your wife to do some driving, but yeah, that's a long day. So you, if you were watching from the beginning, you would have known that we launched from Ovid.
We did see that, so we kept watching, and I'm thinking, well, why are they there? So yeah, you were where I am headed at the moment, so... Yeah, we were trying to think, well, they were supposed to, you know, start in middle in some place and kind of adjust from there, but yeah, we seen you were way down there and they said, well, they haven't launched that. It was, what time did they finally end up launching? Because I can't remember, it was like 1 o'clock or something like that. We were looking at it, 1, 2 o'clock, and it was still showing 0 miles an hour and basically 500 feet of, you know, sea level. So what time did they finally end up launching?
Yeah, they launched about 10:35, and sea level at that point, the elevation is about 535 feet, so they were definitely on the ground. And we had to go that far south and west because the winds were so fast at elevation that in order to get the balloon up to first altitude and down, we had to and keep it inland and not out in Lake Huron. We had to move it that far south, and we put in a lot of extra helium to shorten up the flight as well. And there was one point, we saw one point from the APRS that reported a velocity of 215 miles an hour.
Wow, that's something special. Yeah, from what we were seeing, yeah, we didn't expect because Lee and Linda were watching it up there with their daughter. She had a computer up at the front ticket booth there, and Mike, our KD8MMH, was watching it on his phone, and it was showing like at 1 o'clock it was still on the ground, still in Ovid, so we weren't getting the information at least at that point that it was up in the air. That's what we said. We checked with them, and that's what they're saying. No, it's over and over, but it looks like they haven't launched yet. So, delay in the tracking, I guess.
Well, that's interesting. You were watching APRS.fi?
I'm not sure exactly what they were watching. I guess Lee and Linda, or at least Lee was with his daughter. I assume that's what they were watching. Mike had it on his phone through, I think, some app, so I don't know what he was watching, but when I went and talked to Linda, she said, well, Lee's out at the front. She's got a computer out there, so she was checking it then. So I walked out to the ticket booth, and they were just bringing it up at that point. So I don't know what site they were looking at it from.
That's interesting because we were getting pretty good feed from the APRS, .fi website, seemed to be tracking it pretty well. And then, of course, we had our own local tracking software also. So, yeah, all in all, it was a great success, even if we don't yet have all the payload recovered. Everybody had a good time. Nobody got hurt. And had a good celebration afterwards. So it was a great day, and it'll be even just a little bit better when we get the payload back.
Well, it sounds like it. Yeah, that's the important thing, is everybody had a good time, and there were no incidents or anything while chasing it down and that. We could see everybody, at least that was converging on it as we were watching that. They said, well, it looks like it's down out there, and said we could see, you know, APRS signals coming in and converging in on it, so that was good to see. So I'm glad everything turned out well. We did okay. We sold, quite a few things. I think we ended up with the club stuff that we had to sell, $600 or $700, over $600 worth of stuff we sold. So not all of it, obviously, but I sold a couple of things only for $35. I had about $1,600 worth of stuff to sell and only sold $35 worth. So we still had a good time, and then I ended up buying one thing, so the whole day cost me $30. So unfortunately, I had something I really couldn't turn down. So glad everything turned out well. KC8YBF.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you had a good time, Ron, and as I didn't sell more, would you say that it was a good attendance for Cadillac?
Yeah, I would say it was very well attended. They had a lot of vendors. The inside was full. They actually had a couple of tables outside one of the doors. So they filled the gymnasium area, and it seemed to be about what it was last year. There was a good flow. What I didn't do is gauge kind of the attendance by walking out the front door and looking at the parking lot where everybody was. We were parked out back with the vendors. We had to be up there at 7 o'clock. And we were leaving, and I'm thinking, yeah, we forgot to walk outside, just kind of gauge the attendance by the number of cars out in the front parking lot there. But seemed to be very good. Everybody was a lot of lookers, and there was a few buyers, a few people came back. And the strange thing was we brought in one box or one load, so each one of us brought in a couple of boxes, and we set it on the table. And the three of us went back outside while the Mini, KD8PAC, sat at the table. And we walked back out the vehicle, and we got the cart out of the vehicle at this point so we could put more things on it. And we brought that load in, and Minnie says, I sold three things. We said, what? She says, I sold three of the things that you brought in the first load. So we're up about $250 from just the first load of it that we had. One of the other vendors came by and said, hey, I want these. So she sold them, and off they went. So that was the good thing. The rest of the day didn't go quite that easy, but we did make enough money. We'll be able to cover our field day expenses and then some. So that's a good thing.
Oh, that's great. At least started off well, got your hopes up, and had a good laugh. So very good. Hey, I'm driving into Bay City here. I'm going to concentrate on driving. I'm pulling the communications trailer. So good chatting with you, Ron. Glad you had a good day, and I hope the rest of it goes as good as well. So we'll say 73 for now. KC8YVF from NAERF Mobile.
All right, me too. I am headed southbound on M-52, headed out of Saginaw County, going toward Shiawassee County, I guess. But, yeah, we're heading that direction. We'll concentrate our driving. And thanks for the ride-along here. Thanks for the information on the balloon. I will pass that along to Mike, because we were looking at that, and Tom and Minnie that went up with us. So, well, I'll pass that along next time I talk to them. So, thanks a lot. KC8YVF, clear and monitoring.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF. IVF Mobile. KZ8YVF Mobile.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
KZ8YVF Mobile.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.